Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Well, Stevie J, obviously yeah, you can hear me still. You didn't get the 4 points today. We chatted a little bit as we made our way to the van. You were still in it, right, you know, halfway through that last quarter. So you walk away today. Are you disappointed or you're just quietly satisfied of some things that you can work on and that you can obviously mix it with, you know, the contenders in the competition?
Yeah, we're disappointed because we didn't get the result. But I actually probably leave the game optimistic, given I thought parts of the game we were really strong, and I think I said at three-quarter time we probably didn't convert the opportunities like we would have liked to at certain times in the game, but we certainly held our own, and they're a very good team, South Barwon, and I leave disappointed that we didn't win, but I said to the players, like, hold your heads high. It's not like we're leaving the game going, geez, we're a mile behind. We're right up there. They're going to be a real contender in the competition this year. And it wasn't until probably the second half of that last quarter where the game broke open and we were trying a few things to try and win it. But in the end, they were just too good for us.
And just on the influence of Braden Hocking, obviously a huge game for him today, 200 games. The club clearly got behind him. They had the merchandise, which was awesome to see, and some dinners during the week and that sort of thing. Obviously, you'd like to get the win in that instance. But, what's his, you know, meaning to the group and the influence that he has around the place?
He's a fantastic player and has been for a long time. And I think any time a player can play 200 games at the one club, at any level of footy, certainly a Premier League of footy, is an outstanding achievement. And he come from Bendigo and turned up on the doorstep a long time ago, and he's turned into a very reliable player. And he doesn't necessarily do the biggest pre-seasons, but he keeps himself in really good nick, and I thought he was one of our best players today. So, yeah, it's unfortunate we can't celebrate his 200th with a win. We did get the merchandise. I don't think it works. I think I was a bit gun-shy on it when I heard that it might happen, because I'd seen it happened out at Leopold a couple of weeks ago with Marcus Thompson.
Yeah.
And he was playing his 200th and they got beaten by Grovedale. But anyway, it shouldn't come down to that. It's got nothing to do with it, really. I thought we come out with the right attitude today. We really wanted to start the game well, which we did. Then they just sort of quelled the momentum, got the game on their terms, moved the ball around a little bit and held it off us. And they made the most of their opportunities when we didn't.
And games in the middle part of the season, Steve, as you go towards the finals, against the opposition you think you're going to play in the finals, are great for this type of thing. You'll be able to analyse what that looks like. And from a player perspective too, you don't win anything in May or June.
No, well, that's right. But, it's a great experience for our players. Mm. Like, this would have been probably the biggest crowd they've played in front of. Like, I'd probably say just about every player. Maybe Braden Hocking's played in a couple of big finals. But outstanding experience for our playing group. And, we're tested at the moment as well, that's not an excuse at all, but we will get some players back over the next couple of weeks, so we've been able to expose different players to different roles, and I think that'll be good for us in the long run.
Dodos was laid out, was he? Was that known? Or was
he got a pretty heavy knock here last week,
right.
And didn't finish the game, but yep. We gave him every opportunity to get up for today. He trained yesterday. He's probably running around about 60%. Yeah. And I just thought, you know, against a very good opposition, you're not going to get away with it. And he's our second ruck, and he couldn't jump off that leg, and so he's going to have to jump off the other leg, and he would have been leading with that leg, which was a really bad call. I thought it's not worth the risk. We're going to need 22 sort of fit players.
Stevie, was there something that you felt that dropped away today compared to the previous five games or so that you were able to pinpoint earlier that you're like, okay, we're a bit off in that area today as opposed to the previous few weeks?
Well, to be honest, our kicking going inside 50 has been a bit of an issue so far this season, and we're trying to work on things at training to try and rectify that. And so I think that's one improvement area that we'll have to continue to work on. We've sort of got away with it against some lesser opposition, but this is a very good good team and they get back and support their defence. So, yeah, I just thought today we had, I don't know, like a lot of inside 50s and didn't make the most of our chances. So that's one area, but I couldn't really... question the boys' effort. I thought our pressure around the contest was really good. I thought defensively we were really strong as well as they were. So it's just that last kick going inside 50, we just sort of blazed away too much.
And was there anything that they did on the counter of that not took you by surprise, but you noticed that you just couldn't get a handle on?
I thought at times, you know, they obviously moved the ball around with uncontested marks. That was a plan to just keep lowering the eyes in their back half, and that was into the wind, which is a smart bit of play. They got their forwards up high, and then when they were able to win a contest across half forward, when they eventually went to a 1v1, if they won that, they then were able to spread out the back and get us on a couple of occasions, which, you know, the game wasn't won until that second half of the last quarter. So those moments were critical, and yeah, as I said, they made the most of their chances when we didn't.
Stevie, I thought when you were able to shift the ball out into the open side, find a mark in that 50 to 70 launch pad, and then almost put it out into a bit more space for your forwards to run onto it, was when you looked your best going inside 50 today.
Yeah, I thought to start the game, it was a real plan to try and try and go open side with our ball movement and try and test them, and we started extremely well, and that's probably how we generated most of our scoring shots in that first quarter. They responded really well, we done a lot right. So I don't walk away from the game. I'm disappointed, but I'm not won't be despondent. I wasn't in the rooms, but there's some things that we need to work on. But I thought, well, I was pleased with the way we start, because we haven't been starting at games very well at all this year.
And I thought your phase of ball movement, whether that was kick mark and being controlled, or it was the ability to get some overlap run through handball, was really strong. But then also your work around contest, it always seems like you've got an option to especially feed back and get out of trouble to then have eyes forward of the game.
Yeah, I thought we at times use the ball really well in terms of understanding what the opposition's going to give us, and that's the way we play. I give them a license to sort of read the play and, you know, sometimes be really aggressive with the ball, but other times you've got to be composed. And I thought sometimes we were very good with our hands and we chained the ball really well, but then it was probably what let us down was a little bit of execution at times as well, just missing, you know, 2-3 metre handball just slightly in front of a player, and then, you know, when everyone starts to generate attack and then you turn it over, you can get exposed the other way, which they were pretty good at doing.
Yeah. St Albans next week, player wise coming back, you got anybody for next week, do you think? I've got Coburn, Wojcinski, Maury, Dodos and McMillan. Obviously, we know Taj is out for a while.
Yeah, McMillan won't be back for a few weeks. No. Logan Maury, I think he'll be after the bye.
Yep.
I think Jed Coburn is probably a good chance to play next week. And who else?
Elfie
Wojcinski, probably another couple of weeks away as well. So
and Dodos maybe?
And Dodos most likely will get back next week.
Yeah.
There's another couple there as well. But, I think it's been good to test our depth. Mm. And it can only be good for the long run.
And just on the day, being part of the Big Freeze and Fight MND, as you said, massive crowd, massive to be involved with. And obviously it's been a bit of a sad week anyway with Neil's passing, but it's great to be involved with as a club.
Yeah, it was great. There was a lot of people here today, and I think the club's raised over $120,000 for MND, and it's great for community footy.
Absolutely.
Just to get people here and supporting a great charity, and what Neil Danaher was able to do, sort of touched on it three-quarter time. He went through 13 years of hell, and I said, can you give me another 30 minutes.
That's right.
The poor bloke went through 13 years of hell. So if you're feeling tired, I reckon you can still dig deep and give us 30 minutes and try and win this game of footy. Mm. But in the end, credit to South Bowen. They're just a little bit more polished this afternoon.
Mm. Thanks for joining us. We wish you the best. Good luck for next week, and we'll see as you head, as we head towards the finals.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
cheers,
mate. Cheers, Stevie J.
Thank you.
And for joining us, the coach of the Newtown and Jewell Football Club.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.